I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Clicking Balls. This is an AFL off-season podcast. My name is Heath, and the first question I ask every week is your highlight of the week. So, Josh, your highlight of the week past.
Well, they say war is the art of deception. I'm pretty sure Jesus said that.
Yep.
And American sports tend to sort of follow the Sun Tzu methodology, but the Astros really took this to the next level.
Yes.
You know, we've all played baseball, signalling in baseball, yeah.
Yes.
The old, you know, one for the fastball, two for the curveball, whatever.
So on and so forth.
Yeah. Inside, outside, upside, whatever.
So playing in the World Series.
Yeah. Generally, it's not the done thing to relay the other team's signals.
And when you say not the done thing, you mean illegal.
Yeah, yeah. But if you've got a runner on second, quite oftentimes they'll, you know, realise what's going on and maybe try and signal the batter, but the batter is then distracted.
But sometimes they don't know who's on third.
Yeah. What's on third?
You know, a distracted batter is no good for the team, so it's generally not much of an advantage. The Astros decided, we can modernise this, maybe disrupt the status quo. So I'm not sure whether this is still allegedly or it's pretty much everyone knows.
No, they fucking did it.
They had high-def cameras from centre field zooming in on the catcher's crotch, which, you know, does cause some issues. And what they'd then do is relay the feed to the dugout, and the dugout would then relay the signal to the batter by banging on trash cans. So, you know, one bang for fastball, two bangs for curveball.
I like the ultra high tech cameras and then banging on trash cans. Well, Morse code.
Well, the NFL has, I think some of the players have speakers in their helmets or some shit.
The NFL definitely does, yeah.
To talk to the coaches. I mean, otherwise, I wouldn't be able to hear him with the helmet on, I guess. I mean, technically, the batters could do that as well, technologically. I don't think it's legal.
No. And they didn't win either, which, you know, happens.
But isn't that worse when you lose and you were cheating?
You're cheating and losing.
Because that's like, you have to say, those guys were cheating.
I know.
How do you know? Because we were fucking cheating and we lost.
I would ask Charles Sonnen, but he's never lost. So he hasn't got that perspective on it.
But my highlight was just how innovative they were and willing to stick with it. I mean, it does mean their away record kind of sucked a bit. But hey, if you can win all your home games and there's 180 games in MLB these days, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
183, it's something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to say 164, and I don't know why, but yeah, it's up there. It's that stupid, ridiculous high.
It's a fucking lot. But, I mean, baseball games go for a long fucking time. Who wants a doubleheader in one day?
I've been to a baseball doubleheader. Years ago, we went up to the Gold Coast. We watched the Australian baseball, and I remember it too, because it was really great. In the first game, they're like, here's the 19-year-old pitcher. He's just signed with the Boston Red Sox. This is his last game in Australia before he heads out. We're like, whoa, okay. 19-year-old going off to the big leagues, no worries. Whack, 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 whack.
Yep.
And didn't make it out of the first inning.
No.
6 runs in.
And I remember eating a foot-long hot dog with a 6-inch bun. Like, you're halfway there, guys. You're trying real hard, but get your shit together. It's just going to be 2 buns.
Yeah.
You have an Asian girlfriend?
Oh, you know.
Brenton, your highlight of the week.
Well, I mean, there's been plenty of things going on, but one thing that really I sort of noticed, and obviously everyone, most of our listeners, we got through Reddit or some means of social media, and I found it funny that you always hear Reddit referred to as that sort of liberal bastion where, you know, it's just full of snowflakes and whatnot.
Yep.
But then there's subreddits like The Donald.
Yes.
And like everyone else is like, you know, they're a snowflake or everyone else is a cuck.
Yep.
Well, turns out Dusty's going one step further and proving that the owner of Reddit is a fucking cunt. He's popped up on Serena Williams' Instagram for no reason. No one knows why.
With him as well, though, with nothing.
Yeah, well, he's not a cuck if he's not there.
Yeah.
But don't see him in the photos. Just see photos of Dusty out there and... oh, was he the DJ, was he? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Nothing's a DJ?
Wow. I mean,
oh, right.
He's
like Paris Hilton, basically, DJ.
I mean, I think when it gets to the stage where you make enough money, you can call yourself whatever you like.
Yeah, so I really like the inroads Dusty's taken to, you know, just strengthen his social media...
clout.
Yeah, clout.
He's done well.
Yeah. Don't know what his handle is on Reddit, but probably going to find out real soon. That's probably everything.
Mind you, like, Serena Williams is a powerful woman. Like, maybe he just needs time out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, not surprised.
Those thighs crack my ribs. I need to sit this one out.
It's funny you said that because... like Reddit is obviously very left leaning, and you know, I've been sucked into watching the American politics play out through there. And during the week, I actually thought, you know what, I'm going to go see what the other side of Reddit's like and see what, you know, is it as bad as people think, and what are they actually like? How biased is what I'm reading compared to what they do? And I saw some of it, and it was what you would expect. You know, some of them, like you say, everyone's a snowflake and whatnot. But there is an absolute common ground between both sides. Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how common that ground is. It's like, you know, guns and, you know, you're all snowflakes and he definitely didn't kill himself.
Yeah, we can all agree on that. Yeah. I feel like that's what might unite the country.
It might do.
I mean, yeah, I think that's just fucking basic.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
But it might be, like you say, Brenton, it might be the issue that does unite the country because there'll be heads rolled from both sides.
Yeah.
And like, all right. Common ground here, chance.
Fair enough.
This is the hill we are going to die on.
They're not too bad.
Himself, but...
Actually, I did see another one on League of Legends. You see this one?
No.
We talk about people that get snowflaked or whatever.
Yep.
As soon as you say three letters.
AOC?
Yep, they go fucking nuts.
Yeah.
She plays League of Legends.
Does she really?
As soon as she said that, people are like, no, she fucking doesn't, blah, blah, blah. And she's just popped her character up there. And it's like a Silver 4 class. Oh, she's not even platinum or anything. It's like, now, she does have a day job.
She's got a full-time job. Yeah.
So, you know, like, granted, she's not a superstar at it, but she's decent. Like, it's about, I think...
You're talking League of Legends. Yeah. Like, not her day job. Yeah.
Yeah.
You go. Exactly. I wouldn't have a clue either way on the other one, but...
Yeah. But it was just so funny how many people... And I don't know their political orientation. Yeah. Or I don't know whether they were rejecting her because she's a... socialist politician playing a game, or because she's a girl playing a game,
or both.
I don't know, but it was just funny seeing the anger and the, I don't know, just, well, she's not a real gamer then. So she did a whole bunch of shit with, I think, Donkey Kong.
Did she?
She had like a Donkey Kong 64 charity event.
Oh, all right.
That's some ball of shit.
Yeah, good on her.
This is the funny thing with AOC is that whenever you read about her online, when you read the comments, it seems like nobody likes her. But then you read her stance, and I'm like, she seems totally reasonable.
Oh, I think it's just a whole bunch of people who...
But it seems like the rest of the world who have an objective perspective of what's going on are like, yep, that's totally reasonable. You should support her. And then you go onto the forums. Fuck that lady.
Yeah, but you know what
it's like. She's not in the magic door of the American politics. All right,
here we go. I want to hear how this plays out.
No, she's not even in the big leagues yet. Like, she's a one-seat...
One-term.
Well, one-term poly who has no real power. She's not fully aligned with any of the leaderships, and that party isn't in power anyway. So she's has no real...
So she's effect. She's a backbencher.
On a couple of committees, that's about it.
Except nobody wanted Magic to jump off a bridge.
But when you look at the forums and that kind of stuff, it is just, it's like football teams. It's like, which Guernsey they're wearing, our Guernsey, they're great.
Yeah.
Their Guernsey, they're shit. Like, it's just exactly the same.
I don't know, it seems like the left's like... Your Guernsey's not old enough. I'm much more of a fan than you are.
Yeah, there's that too. But it is funny, you know, with all the stuff going out about the president getting booed and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, oh, isn't this terrible? And you would have thought he'd get there. And he had to go to a college game in Alabama or something like that. And then he got cheered. And I thought, there is no place in Australia where the politician will get cheered.
Absolutely not. Cricket.
No?
If they're doing a jug skull.
No?
Bobby Hawk.
Bob Hawke, yes. Sculling beer at the cricket is the only time a politician has ever been cheered at a sporting event in Australia.
Yeah, well, it's there. The politicians know the formula.
And
they
to be fair,
can't back it up.
It happens every year. Don't think it'll happen anymore, though, but...
I don't think so either. I don't think ScoMo's got it in him.
No.
See, I think that's where Kim Beazley could have fucking repped it.
Oh,
because he's a drinker's build.
Yes. Yeah.
Joe Hockey, too. He could have... I mean, you know, it's hard to skull Chardonnay, I suppose.
Now,
but...
Yeah, I think about it, too. Beazley's got the same alumni as Bob Hawke.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's a Rhodes.
Really? Holy fuck.
Yeah, he's a Rhodes Scholar as well.
Certainly didn't show it.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, sorry. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, maybe Trump is a teetotaler, I think.
Yeah,
he's meth.
Maybe he's going to throw down a few beers. I mean, shit, if I was at that game, I probably wouldn't cheer Trump, to be honest. But if he threw down a yardie, I'd have to.
You might not cheer, but you would clap. You were, okay, yeah, no, fair deuce.
Respect.
But I know, especially at the NRL, because usually the prime ministers at the NRL, because we generally have Sydney-based prime ministers, gets booed every single year. Yeah. And it's like tradition.
Yeah, you're so right. Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they're Liberal or Labor. You're getting booed. And the prime minister goes, well, what do I expect? And then it's nothing. It's not even a story. It's just just another difference between the two countries.
Australia is well known for being sort of...
blasé.
Well, flippant about power.
Yes. Because we're insignificant in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, and you used to remember telling that story about when you walk into one of the games that Eddie had.
Yep.
And there's Julia Gillard, current Prime Minister,
yep,
back to the actual building and like three people around her. People just walked past, didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, there were probably 10, 15 reporters and just everyone else walking past.
I think she's the only non-Sydney PM in about 30 years.
Oh, but yeah. My memory's not that good.
Hasn't been a Liberal PM that was outside Sydney since... Menzies, I think.
Oh,
I have no idea.
I would have no idea. I know the last Labor one would have been Bob Hawke. No, Kevin Rudd. What are we talking about? He's from Queensland.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was too.
There we go.
For listeners, if you haven't figured out yet.
From China.
Yeah, if you haven't figured out yet, we are struggling to fill in the off seasons.
Yeah, this is a shit post.
This is going to be zero football content, basically, in this podcast.
Oh, no, actually, football.
We'll weave some in. Yeah, go on.
Tomorrow night, we've got the big Battle of the Codes.
Oh, Gary Hall and Paul Gallen. Yeah.
The winner of this is Danny Green, because he's promoting this.
Is he really?
He is going to make more money off this than off his last three fights.
Than off a real fight.
And to be honest, he's promoted it pretty well. He's just arced both teeth, because neither of those two
the same weight class?
Well, no, actually they are, strange enough. I think
that's weird.
I think Green might have had to put a foot on the scales for Gallen or something, because... When they
instead of holding himself up on the towel, he actually just gets towels on him to put some weight. It's wet towels.
That Green, Gallen up there, and he was 101.2 or something.
Okay,
right. And Barry Hall was 102, and I'm like, hang on, it looks like a bit more difference there.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, Gallen was a little bit less. Like it looked like Hall was trying to cut weight.
Yep.
Yeah.
I imagine so.
He was pretty shredded.
He's got 3 or 4 inches on Gallen, I imagine.
Yeah,
I think it's about 4 inches. He's a big lad.
Noticeable,
of course he is.
But I'm still thinking, they don't look the same weight class.
No. And not that I know anything about boxing or either of these two guys, but Gallen's going to win, surely.
Well, he's boxed professionally.
Yeah.
I think he's 9-0.
And I think, fighting cans.
Tomato cans, but this is Barry Hall's first pro fight.
And I think, Hall retired 4, 5, 6 years ago?
About that.
Yeah. I think Hall's 42 and Gallen's 39.
There you go. So Gallen, I think, retired a lot less... Yeah, I'll take your word on it. But still, not going to watch it.
No, I couldn't give a shit. It's
a pay-per-view, and it's at Etihad. And I think the cost to get into Etihad is about the same as the pay-per-view.
It's at Etihad. Holy Marvel. Fuck.
Marvel.
Yeah, whatever it's called. But I can't believe I can't believe the headlining. But isn't there a title fight underneath them?
Probably.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's title fights everywhere.
It's very true.
But that's what I mean. Like, Danny Green has decided this is what's going to make me money.
Yep.
And he's running with it. And I think that's the smartest boxing decision I've seen from an Australian boxer.
Well, it's rule 101 of promotions.
Yeah.
Make money.
Speaking of which, I did see on Facebook, of all places, this week, it was 26 years or 27 years to the day since UFC 1.
Oh, yeah.
When Royce Gracie obviously fought three times in the one night to take home $50,000.
Yep.
Somebody did point out
his own money. Basically,
somebody did point out that that's more than some of the fighters get today.
Yep. You know, 28 years later, fight three times one night.
Yep. But
per fight.
Yep. Fought a total of 5 or 6 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
In those three fights. But one of the comments just stuck out to me for some reason. He goes, Hoist Gracie, what a legend. Started the UFC, and the Diaz brothers have carried it since. I'm like,
what?
What? It's like, all the comments are like, hold up, champ. Did you miss a few years? So the Diaz brothers, it's since UFC 5, apparently.
Oh, did you see Nick doing that interview with Ariel Helwani?
Out.
That was an hour of stuff that I would never understand.
Yeah, that's intervention time.
But the translation was that apparently wants to fight Masvidal, and Masvidal wants to fight Canelo Alvarez.
I have heard a lot of rumors that he's been hitting the training really hard, and by training I mean Bottle.
Bottle, yeah. Nick or Nate?
Nick.
Well, Nick, yeah.
Nick, yeah. Nate's just finished his fight with that the cut against...
Jorge Masvidal.
Masvidal.
Do you see Nick fighting again?
No.
Me neither.
Is his ban over?
No, it's at a Mexican standoff.
Yeah, right. But on the Diaz-Masvidal fight, I did see a lot of people upset about the stoppage and saying, come on, it's Nate Diaz, you know, this happens all the time. I looked at those cuts and I went...
Yeah, fucking oath.
That doctor is... He's doing his job.
Yeah, he doesn't care for Nick Diaz. He's like, that's a fucked up cut, dude. Yep. We need something about that.
He's a super qualified doctor, too. Like, he's, he got death threats and shit.
Yeah, of course he did. Because people are idiots. that's always going to happen. So, seeing as it is off-season and cricket hasn't really started, I mean, there were T20s, but they were locked to Fox.
Yeah, I don't care enough yet about cricket.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care enough either.
Boxing Day test first.
Draft day is still a couple of weeks away. So,
honestly, since they've switched to Foxtel blocked cricket, I don't get involved in the hype because I've
neither does the crowd. Because you saw what the crowd numbers were like.
Yeah, they were terrible.
I blatantly steal Foxtel from the old man with his online login.
Yeah,
but I don't watch Foxtel unless I'm going to watch something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well, there's two people that I do not feel at all guilty about ripping money off from. One of them is definitely Rupert Murdoch.
Yep.
And the other one was definitely Bernie Eccleston, who ran Formula One.
Yeah.
Two people I have guilt-free about pirating. Do you see also, obviously, Rick and Morty started again after 2 years?
Has it started?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first episode's out. And then they've announced it will be released in the UK in February 2020. So everyone in the UK has gone... Well, obviously, we're not waiting that long. Yeah. We're just going to VPN or just pirate it straight out. And then they've quickly gone, oh, no, actually, all right, we'll release it now. That too late.
Yeah.
Already downloaded it.
Too late. We already got on the Australian. They showed us how to do the shit.
Yeah.
No, so we know how to do it. So what else have you been doing during the off season to keep yourself occupied?
Well, it's been pretty tough filling time. I've been busy with work and whatnot. We've got like basically an advent calendar full of beer that we get exclusively brewed for us.
Right.
And we send it out. We're doing like 2,500 of them.
Yeah.
And yeah, some breweries do not read terms, conditions, instructions, or any of it. So
getting high on their own supply.
Basically, exactly that. Well, the beer was exclusive for us, so we obviously pay extra for it. Yeah. We take the whole lot. Not allowed to be sold anywhere else. One brewery decides, instead of brewing, it was like, you know, I don't know how many to say, 10,000 litres. They decided to do 15,000 litres and they'll sell the rest.
Right.
And so we're like, how many cases did you make? And they're like, an extra 600 over. We're like, you know you can't sell them. And they're like, what? What do you mean?
Yeah.
We're like, do you read the contract at all? No. So they've got 600 cartons of beer they cannot sell.
Right.
And we don't want it. No. One other brewery was 200 cases short and they didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, we'll send you some other beer. I'm like, that's not how it works. That's, no, and there's penalties in the terms and conditions, so you expect us to never buy your beer again. And one other, this is like the three, what's it fucking called with the bears and the porridge? Like the mental block.
Three bears?
The three bears.
Goldilocks. I say three little pigs. I'm like, that's not the right one. Fuck.
Goldilocks and
three little bears. Yeah.
And then someone got it dead on the target.
Right.
But we didn't.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want the target to be dead on because we wanted some leeway for breakage and whatnot. Yep. So they've rang us up in the day and they're like, oh shit, how many beers exactly do you need? And we're like, why? What the fuck have you done? We're like, all right, well, if you mean exactly, we need 2,500. Like, oh yes, all right, we'll send you 2,500 exactly. We're like, no, 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 that's not what the contract asked for. We need extras. And like, oh, we drank them. Like, the fuck? You drank them? Like, yeah, it's actually, it's really tasty. We'll be able to brew it again? We're like, no. Did you read the contract? Honestly, fucking not. So they're out of the store now as well. We're not buying their shit anymore. So it's been a stressful fucking week trying to get this sorted out.
You're going to say, you're not going to have much beer left.
No. Well, the thing is, because they undersupplied, we've got extra other beer that we can't sell either, and we can't package it up. So, yeah, me and Josh today drinking some lovely beer that you'll never get to try.
No, but it's good.
That's obviously very exclusive. Now, we did have a question of Steve from Twitter, speaking about Americans like we were half hour ago.
What's our
number one American question asker?
Well, this is a question I get, not asked directly, but the answer is the same, basically. Yep. So the question is, how come we pronounce as in like
E-R, you know,
batters, as an A, but then if the word ends in A, we pronounce it as And very easy answer to this one. That's because we're basically fucking rednecks.
Yeah.
Well, I get that a lot. Like, people ask, what the fuck is your accent? I have to say, well, everything.
Because,
you know, grew up regional Bogan, went to Adelaide and picked up a bit there, and now live in Melbourne and spent some time overseas and shit. Yeah. So,
The answer is, like, for starters, you should never look to Australians for correct pronunciation of anything.
Yeah. Yeah,
like that, and then country Australians are a step down from that, and that's where we're starting from.
So if you like our original accent growing up would have been like, yeah, how's it going, mate? No, just a couple of fried chips, thanks, and I'll give them a go, and I'm going to Adelaide on the weekend.
Well, that's for a start. That's way too fast.
It's definitely.
I remember going home for the first time once to a video store of all things.
Yeah,
and
the video store.
Well, the biggest one anyway. And one of our old mates who spent a lot of time out on sheep station shit was there. And I was Bogan for the city, but I was city for the Bogans kind of thing. And I remember going in there, it's like, hey, Kingy, how you doing, mate? He's like, oh, yeah, can't complain. And I'm like,
that's a decent impression.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So what's going on? Oh, nothing much. And I was like, just can we fucking hurry this up, mate? Like, I know we've got the small talk. We know each other for years. Can we just move this fucking along? Because I'm already checked out. I've got a copy of fucking, I don't know.
Fast and the Furious 8.
He's hiding three pornos behind his back.
Probably was, you know. And that would have been the shady fucking ones too. But so sort of a combination of Bogan Australian, Adelaide Dutch.
Dutch, I get New Zealand as well.
Melbourne slang, and then just some Red Bull, really.
So think of regional Idaho. That's what I think.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, why not?
Really? I don't know.
Well, it's because, like, obviously country south. May as well be like our version of rednecks. And then Adelaide is like basically knockoff posh English.
Yeah.
Well,
Connecticut.
Yeah, sure. And then Melbourne is, well, fuck, what is Melbourne? Just hipster, basically.
Chicago? I don't know.
Probably LA.
I don't know enough about American cities.
I feel like Brisbane would be LA or Gold Coast.
Brisbane's Miami, no, all the way.
That's Vegas.
Oh, of course, yeah. No, yeah.
Miami, all the way.
Right, Gold Coast must be Vegas then.
Of course.
Yeah. We'll take LA.
Yep. And I guess Sydney's New York.
Well, there's a bit of Florida about Adelaide too.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, definitely.
What the fuck's Perth then?
I
think that's Hawaii.
No,
definitely more Alaska.
Alaska.
They're a different breed.
Absolutely.
They're definitely a different breed.
Yeah,
and, Northern Territory, Colorado. Except it's fucking hot.
New Mexico.
Ooh, Montana.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, all these places I've never been to.
What would be Texas?
Yeah.
Definitely regional Queensland.
All right. Here's a task for you, Steve. You find a player in the AFL from each state, and you tell us what they sound like.
Yeah.
You try and make the connection. I'd love to hear what he thinks Mason Cox sounds like. Because his accent's all
fucked
up.
You've got to remember the state where they grew up, not where they're playing.
Well, that's true,
because it might change it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Tex Walker's accent's probably... He's kept the Broken Hill one.
He's definitely there. It's the same.
Yeah.
No different. Had a little boy as well.
He did. And congratulations to them, because I know they were trying for quite some time to get there.
They lost one last year, so yeah.
So he's done well.
He's done well for himself. North Broken Hill Footy Club putting in dibs for father-son.
Well, I did notice that a week later they did release their supporter gear. So they're expecting him to buy a lot and probably...
I think he probably does too. he usually looks after the club whenever he goes back home.
Well, he won them a bunch of footies quite a few times.
A few times, yeah. So what else we got going on during the off-season?
Well, I mean, obviously, you guys know, but I'm going overseas tomorrow, going to Singapore. I was supposed to go to Japan, but when we're booking tickets, there's typhoons going on. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I can be confident booking the ticket now and see how it all plays out. So we chose Singapore as like a middle ground, a little base to travel around, you know, Malaysia, Thailand. Yeah. Might go to Laos or something like that, maybe back to Vietnam, but it's monsoon season there, so probably not. But anyway, did a lot of run around today. And my girlfriend's dad, who's Vietnamese, living with us at the moment, and I think I might have mentioned in one of the podcasts, never eaten an Australian meal in his life.
Really?
Yeah. Lived here the entire time.
Wow.
I cooked it was basically like a rolled pork on the barbecue.
Yeah.
And he was, unless Tam stopped him, my girlfriend Tam, he was going to slice it up to make it cook quicker. And she was like, no, what are you doing? He's like, it's too big, take too long.
Yeah.
Like in Vietnamese.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, it's just not how it's done here. Like, you just wait.
Just wait.
He's like, didn't understand it. Then he ate it and like loved it.
Yeah.
And I cooked him a porterhouse the other day with blue cheese sauce.
Right.
Blue cheese sauce is a bit too much, but the fucking steak, he just loved it. Loved it.
Well, that's probably a bit American as well. I think, has he tried a Coles $2 mud cake?
Probably not.
Because that's the probably epitome not. Of Aussie cuisine, I think.
Could be.
What about cheese and carrot? I think that's the epitome.
Cheese and carrot. Yeah. Coleslaw.
Yeah. Cheese law. Yeah,
you look up Reddit, it's basically Broken Hill and Townsville fighting it out.
Yeah, it is. On Wikipedia. Yeah.
I want to see that fight. I think Broken Hill v. Townsville, it just ends up with everyone unconscious and drunk.
I'm going to think they be gassed by the second punch, surely.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm trying to tick. So Tam today is like, oh, do you mind, Dad's been asking about the steak cooked the other night. He wants to know how he did it. So do you mind just like, we'll go buy some steaks and we'll cook it up tonight for dinner? I'm like, I don't have anything else to do today, really. I'm going to go to Singapore tomorrow. I've done fuck all, haven't packed. I'm doing a podcast right now. Met up with the old girl for lunch.
Let's do a culinary lesson.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you going to be there? Oh, no, I've got to go get some things done. Like, cool. All right, thanks for that.
Thanks for the teamwork.
So you're doing a Gordon Ramsay via sign language.
Basically, yeah. But his biggest thing that he loved the most was the marinade.
Right.
Now, my marinade was salt and pepper.
Oh, lovely.
Right, so he thinks I'm holding out on him. He's like, what was the marinade? It's delicious. I'm like, just salt and pepper. He's like, well, you have to show me how you did it. And I'm like, just put salt and pepper on it, I guess. I don't know. Like, so he's sitting there watching me like a hawk.
Trying to figure out what the big secret is.
He doesn't understand a word I say because of the whole accent thing we're talking about. Doesn't understand a single word. Even though he speaks like a little bit of
English, I got a feeling the language as well as the accent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the actual language. So he's watching me cook it, and like I'm trying to do everything, like do that, chips, a fucking salad, corn, the whole lot. And he's like, no, you got to put soy sauce on it. I'm like, am I teaching you how to cook this? Or are you teaching me? So he's like, well, dude, we'll get some garlic and some lemongrass. And I'm like, do whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. Whatever. All right. So yeah, my cooking lesson turned into him telling me how I'm cooking Australian food wrong.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Ah, what can you do?
Yeah.
But just breaking news coming through now. Jeremy Cameron apparently has shunned the Hawks.
The Hawks? Why the Hawks?
Oh, no, they're going after every other GWS forward.
We only take the broken ones. Not the ones that are already... Like, we build our own. We don't buy them ready-made.
See, you got Delirio.
Yeah, Delirio playing in Box Hill. But really. Josh is going to say Cameron looks like tomorrow they'll announce he's signed a big contract. But the way he talks about the club, I never thought he was going to leave. Anyway.
Yeah, and I figured the same thing. And same with Brody Grundy. Apparently has a 7-year contract on the cards.
As they should.
Love to see it too. Just eating up all that cap space that they have.
They're talking $1 million a season, which
that's what they need to keep him. Yeah.
Well, they do. And he's worth that. But, of course he is.
And he's a smart lad too.
It's also, it does mean... Pendlebury's going to sign on again. He'll probably take unders, but are you really going to drop $300,000? Because he might need to drop that much to stay. If they want to keep him, Moore, and
Dugowie,
one of them needs to be paid minimum.
Unders. Well, Dugowie's last contract here was unders because, remember, he...
Well, North had the million season thing on him.
But didn't he nicked off and got done for DOI or something? Something like that. It was something.
Oh, that was before the last one.
There you go.
So he signed a 2-year thing, and the other bloke, I can't remember who it was now, he got cut. But Dugowie was too good to get cut. They like, well, we'll let you go because you can play. But then with the North contract, there was a million season for 5 seasons, I think, off memory. And he accepted like 800 a year.
Yeah.
But
unders.
Yeah. But his next contract will be around the million mark, you'd imagine. Think so. And if they want to keep him, Pendlebury, Moore, and Grundy.
And don't forget, you've got Jaden Stevenson's coming up too.
That's right. Yeah.
And, you know, a whole host of other players too. One of them is going to have to be accepting $300,000 to $400,000 per year less than their market value, which is a big fucking ask.
It's a big ask.
One of them is going to be accepting $1 million from North Melbourne.
Eventually, it'll fucking happen.
I touched on it before with Dusty.
Yep.
Because there was a story about the mindfulness coach.
Yep.
At Richmond, you know, she's taking the players in for group meditation and talking about wellness and all that kind of stuff. I don't think it's bullshit because, you know, the players love it. Results speak for themselves. Way you go. Lovely. Yep. But there was one part of the article I do take exception to. She's saying that she got into it because she read the book Sacred Hoops, which is by Phil Jackson, who was the legendary coach of the Bulls and the Lakers.
Zen master.
The Zen master himself. And she said, you know, they, at the Bulls, they practiced mindfulness and wellness. And that helped them dominate for a decade. And I'm like, well, I think Michael Jordan is why they dominated for a fucking decade.
Yeah. There was that moment where he decided to play baseball and they were a little ordinary.
Now, he might have been meditating, but he was also banging hookers and having fist fights with his point guard and gambling on golf. And
chain-smoking cigars.
Like,
well, yeah, when you've got a superstar that's willing to beat the shit out of his teammates, they don't train hard enough.
Because they're not doing hard enough. Like, I think Jordan is the reason. But anyway, but besides that.
But it's, I also always find it funny when people say, oh, this guy is the Michael Jordan of X sport.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is he though? Because people, like Michael Jordan was, he peaked in what, late 80s?
No, late
90s.
Late 90s? Was it late 90s?
Won 6 championships in 91, 92, 93.
2 years off.
So 95, you know, 96, 97, 98.
Halfway through lockout season, right?
So say, we'll say late 80s, most of the 90s was his
the 90s, yeah.
It still means in 20 years, there's people now who are only just being saying he might be just as good, like LeBron James versus Michael Jordan. That's an argument you can have.
Yeah, and there isn't a wrong answer.
No.
Unless talking about who's a better person.
Yeah,
I mean, who gives a fuck about the answer in the end? But mind you, LeBron's come. He's played the hard card at the end by deciding
side with China over Hong Kong.
Yeah, I want to be an owner one day. China, they're not too bad. Yeah, that's wrong with that.
All right, one misstep.
Well, actually, there's I think just recently...
That might cost a whole fucking bunch of lives, but whatever.
There is one comparison which I think would equate to being the Michael Jordan, and that's with President's Cup coming to Melbourne, which is a golf tournament.
Yes.
I guess everyone already knows this, but Tiger Woods, coach of the USA team, he's like, all right, my star player for my team is... Me.
Of course it is.
And I'm stoked because I'm going to go watch.
I do like that he spoke about Tiger Woods in the third person for the entire thing.
Yeah. And I remember when we had the President's Cup last time, which was probably 10 years ago or something like that now. I was working at Crown and Michael Jordan was supposed to come and play for America in the President's Cup.
Oh, right.
And that's when they had a lockout. He was the owner of Charlotte at that time, so he didn't come. I'm still like, I would have been stoked to deal with him, but...
Yeah.
Don't want to compete for Michael.
At the same time, you don't meet your heroes.
Like, especially in casinos, amongst staff, word gets around, doesn't matter what country you're in. And he's renowned to be a massive A-grade wanker. Fuckwit.
You were going to say cunt, but I don't think that surprises anybody. No. There is a great YouTube video of Chamillionaire. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He was a rapper. I don't know if he's any good or bad, but he tells a story about when he met Michael Jordan and just what an absolute arsehole he was. And all the other NBA players are going, sorry, man, that's just what it is.
That's exactly the same when I met, well, I was dealing with Phil Ivey.
And
Antonio Esfandiari was like the fucking Paul Pierce.
This is how he's it
like,
is.
Ah, dude, that's Phil. At least it's like you guys know it. They're like, we hang out with them in casinos, but apart from that, no one fucking likes it.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
Yeah.
What can you do? All right, I reckon we've waffled on. You got any more that's coming up in the last week? I mean, cricket, the first test is next week.
Well, while we're on the NBA, Doc Rivers.
Yep.
How fucking funny is that? It's funny in Australia where you see teams where the father works in the club and they'll draft the young lad. Like Dennis Pagan drafted Ryan Pagan, who, you know, maybe he would have got the spot on his own. Probably not.
Spoiler alert, no.
Donald McDonald was on the squad when Luke McDonald got drafted, and that probably would have happened, but who the fuck knows. Old Doc Rivers, coaching against his lad. His lad fucking trolled him into a tech foul. Now, I think we can all relate to this, because we've all had the old man, more his friends, who've got really overexcited about sports.
Yep.
And I know that we've all played with one of the family friends who, if he doesn't own the record for the most tech fouls, he'd own the most in a game, I think.
He owns a record for being permanently banned and then getting life membership. I'm not even joking.
In that order.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, the famous story about the old mate was getting tech fouled and kicked out of the stadium, got to get changed, and then as soon as he opened the door to get out, they stopped the game and said, no, you got to leave. So he closed the door. And then they started playing again. You open the door again. Stop the game. You got to leave. Oh, I'm just going to get changed again. Close the door. Now,
it turned into a game of peekaboo.
Yeah. So if you're the ump then, you just got to be like, hang on, this game needs to go on.
Yeah.
Granted, it's like A grade broken. Who gives a fuck?
Well, mine was under 10s. But anyway.
But, old mate got Doc Holliday tech fouled by trolling his old man. So I actually appreciate that. I think that's a great moment in sports.
Yeah, like if we still had a coach at half time, we're like, shit, all right, this game's going well.
Back in the day. Yeah, why not? All right, you've got some more stuff written down there, Brenton.
I have fuck all written down. I had the Click Frenzy schmozzle. So we've had issues with our soundboard.
Yeah.
Looking to buy another one. We don't want to spend our sponsorship money because basically it's not enough and we want to use that as a promotional tool to gamble.
To gamble with, yep.
So we're like, all right, sweet, we've got these ones lined up, that one lined up. And the one site that has the Click Frenzy with the shit we want, site crashes. Can't buy it.
Yeah, it was up again the next day, but I did check their Facebook page, and it wasn't just us. You know, that's why I always check. Like, okay, it's not just us. One lad did it reply, in the war of the marketing person versus the IT, marketing won today. I'm like, there you go, mate. You win. But anyway. So, and then we found out that we're not pressing a button right on our current board, so it might be okay.
It could all work out.
So, you never know.
I don't know. I still like buying new shiny shit anyway.
Oh, we always
don't. Don't we all?
Yeah, but we want to run a competition where our sponsorship money, we're going to give it to you to gamble, basically.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, we've got Black Friday and Cyber Monday coming up.
There are plenty of other sales. I mean, it's not even December yet.
It's just whether I buy, Cyberpunk 2077 or not?
There's a very good chance that I'll be getting that one. Yeah,
yeah.
I like the look of it. So Steam vouchers, if anyone's looking for what to get me for Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, just before we wrap it up, I do want to say there was a slight issue last week with the episode. We uploaded the wrong episode, but it's fixed now, so you might have to re-download. If you want to hear us talk about the 2009 draft rather than the 2009 trade period. But anyway, most people would have figured it out by now, a week later, anyway.
Yeah.
That'll do us.
All right, good luck.
All right, peace.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.